This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. We're talking a bit earlier about password managers and things like that, and there is, again, no good solution to this. There are some people, of course, who, and I don't want to get back into the subject entirely, but we didn't fully flesh it out. There are some people who use a unique password for every single website and every single service, and you know, the secure passwords, presumably sentences, that's the best way to do it, is to come up with a unique sentence for every, that way you've got space bars, you've got capital letters, probably numbers in there at some point. But you know, it's not easy. And password managers, they are sufficient for some needs and insufficient for others. It's a mess out there. The whole world is a mess, and there's no good answer to any of these issues. And one of these issues is inflation. As we've seen over the last, well, my entire life, the government has been inflating the currency, but
it's getting worse, way worse.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, which, you know, I don't want to be one of those people, but if I hadn't been told by the media that there had been a pandemic, looking around, I wouldn't have any evidence whatsoever that there had been a pandemic, other than the lockdowns and the economic crashes and stuff like that. But that was caused by government.
Yeah.
In response to the pandemic. Like,
yeah, if you look at the numbers, too, it wasn't really that bad. It was like, I think it ended up being like three times worse than like the flu season, something like that, in terms of deaths.
And a lot of those were probably the flu, for all we know. Because,
well, that's true. It could also be the flu, the flu itself, too.
And this year, what are they expecting this year? I don't know, but I don't think they're going to be able to sell the COVID fear like they had in past years. Time will tell, though. However, they're not going to stop inflating the currency anytime soon. This spat between Russia and Ukraine is just a new excuse for them to inflate the currency. And although the United States has not yet gotten involved in it, I tend to think the United States wants to be involved directly in the Ukraine-Russia conflict because it gives them an excuse to further inflate the currency.
That was kind of funny. Not involved. What about all the money they sent and all the weapons they've already sent?
I mean, directly involved.
Understood.
I think the U.S. government wants actual boots on the ground. I think they want to invade Russia. Mm. I really do. And I think the reason they haven't yet is because they haven't been given a good enough reason to. But I think that's what they want. And it's horrible. But that's the best way of them inflating the currency, and they want to do that because every time they do, they get richer and everyone else gets poorer. And they throw you little scraps, like here's your $600 stimulus check, or here's your $1,400, here's your $1,050 as you're doing in California now. Like, okay, that's all well and good, I guess, but what about the $80 billion that was just sent to Ukraine to pay for the war, right? Why couldn't that have been used back home? So this is a one-time stimulus from the state of California to up to 23 million Californians. It's costing $9.5 billion. So that is a sizable chunk of, it's a little over 10% of what was sent to Ukraine. So I don't know. It seems reasonable. Well, I mean, it's completely unreasonable, but at least the state of California is trying to also take care of Californians, I guess is what I'm trying to say. In addition to sending money to Ukraine to pay for war, they're also doing this.
I am so glad New Hampshire is not sending me money.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the reasons why New Hampshire, they were able to reduce the budget during COVID.
Did they?
They reduced the budget. They didn't reduce taxes. They reduced the budget. Taxes were reduced, but most states, when they reduce taxes, you pay it next year. You don't actually end up with any relief. It's just the
right
impression of some sort of relief, and it ends up hurting more later. So.
This initiative is being called the Middle Class Tax Refund. And again, why do they call it a refund? This is what I began talking about in the last segment, right? These people, I wouldn't mind it if they were more honest about it. Like, oh, you know, I'm getting a $10,000 gift from the government or whatever. But they call it a refund. They say, I'm getting back $5,000 or I'm getting back $7,000. You're not getting it back because you didn't pay in anywhere near that amount in taxes. You're just living off welfare. You're not getting it back. You're just getting it. Cut the word back from the expression altogether.
Wait a minute. People who didn't pay taxes are getting this and they're calling it a refund?
They're not getting they didn't pay taxes anywhere near that extent. Right? Like people like my sister who are getting, quote, back like $10,000.
Oh, okay.
She didn't pay $10,000 in income taxes last year. I doubt she even paid in $1,000. It was probably closer to like $300-$400 in federal income taxes.
Was it? So I'm kind of curious because there's also employers taking money out.
Well,
or is she one of these people who
that's
work
exactly
under the table
it. The employer is taking the money out and they're paying that money to the federal government. But,
right.
But it doesn't come anywhere near $10,000. Right, the average person isn't paying anywhere near that amount in federal taxes. When you look at their federal withholding, it's like maybe $50 a week or something like that.
Yeah, but the withholding is only half of it. So, it's,
what do you mean?
Well, so every time, as an employer, I know this, when I hire somebody, there's what shows up on the employee's paycheck as, you know, money being taken out of your pay, but then there's double that because there's another amount that the employer is paying on to have you as an employee on top of that. So what you're
right,
what
but the employer
really
is paying that, not the employee. I mean the employee themselves who
sure.
who gets a tax quote refund.
Sure, but effectively it would be your money otherwise. I mean you would have you'd end up with a larger paycheck. It's just an amount that you're not told about.
I suppose. But even so, that number doesn't come anywhere near the amount that people are getting, quote, back from the government. Like, you have your McDonald's workers who have three kids or whatever. They make $12 an hour, and, you know, maybe $40 a week is going to federal taxes, and they're going to get back $6,000 in January when they do their taxes or whatever. They're not paying in anywhere near the amount that they're getting on their refund. And it's not a refund. It's not getting the money back. It's just getting it.
Well, where's that money coming from?
Other people who do pay in, like the upper 1% of business taxes, properties, and probably property
okay.
taxes, and just inflation in general. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it depends on whether you were talking about the federal government or state government, right?
Well, it's the federal government that they get the biggest tax refunds from. I think most state governments, they just get back what they pay in. I mean, that's how it was in Mississippi,
yeah.
At least.
I'm not entirely sure, but I can tell you that you may be paying some of that through other means, like increased cost of goods. People don't think of this as taxes, but for example, when a company imports goods, because everything's made in China, there might be
right.
a 50% tariff or a 25% tariff, and for the last couple of years, there have been. So,
right, but we're talking strictly about federal income taxes here, which everyone who has a job pays federal income taxes.
Yep.
And every year you have to do your W-2 or whatever. You get your W-2s. And you have to fill out your 1099 or 1040 or whatever. And you get a tax refund. Or the government says, oh, it turns out you didn't pay enough for some people. Usually business owners and stuff like that. Or people who work as independent contractors. They say, oh, you didn't pay enough. You have to pay in this additional amount or whatever. But for most people, your average American, the government's going to say, oh, well, you actually qualify for this earned income credit. So here's an extra $600. Just for existing and being over the age of 25. Oh, and look, you're also married, so here's an additional $1,200. Oh, and you also have three kids, so here's an additional $6,000. That's how it really works for people. And they end up getting these enormous tax refunds or these tax checks that are 10, 20, 30 times the amount that they actually paid in taxes, in federal income taxes at least. There's also things like sales taxes, stuff like that. And if you add in every single tax out there, they probably did pay that amount of taxes, if not more.
Yeah, that's just what I was trying to say. It's
right.
Like, I feel like it's like you're presenting people with this idea that we should just increase those numbers. You know, I should get even more money back if that's the case, right?
But, no, I think the whole system of taxation should be abolished, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't think that this system of wealth redistribution that we're using now to reward people for irresponsible decisions is a good idea.
Oh, no, terrible.
And that's effectively what it does. The more kids you have, the more money the government gives you. What the hell is that? 603-283-6160. It just drives me nuts seeing people doing this. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
share your opinion, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on whatever you'd like, you can talk about security, passwords, how you manage living in the digital world where everyone wants to spy on you, and really you're carrying around a piece of hardware all the time that makes it easier for people to spy on you. How you manage that? 603-283-6160, or you can talk about, you know, cryptocurrency, gold, silver, whatever, whatever's important to you. We have Creighton on the line from Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I wanted to call in because you mentioned gold-backed earlier in the show, and I've heard this come up many times, and I've looked it up, and it's beautiful. But
yeah, they absolutely are beautiful.
It has a fairly high signage premium to it, and I'm wondering what problem do you guys see that it's solving that Bitcoin over Lightning Network does not solve?
All right. Fair question, I guess. Bitcoin over Lightning Network, it's not easy for the average person to use. Goldbacks are very easy for the average person to use. It's as easy for them to use as cash. All they have to do is pull it out and hand it to someone, and it's that simple. Using Bitcoin over the Lightning Network is not that simple. You have to know how. You have to know the ins and outs of cryptocurrency and to use the gold back. You don't have to know anything about gold and how it functions or currency or any of that. You just have to know, hey, this is a piece of gold. This is a piece of currency that's worth, you know, this amount. But you have to know how to set up a connection to a node. You have to send a certain amount of Bitcoin in order to that node in order to establish that connection and keep it open. And
the Lightning Network is just way harder than cryptocurrency is in general, I think. It has more to do with the tools probably and the rollout, at least as it has occurred thus far. As somebody who uses cryptocurrency on a daily basis, I can say it's not easy.
No, but okay. Cryptocurrency is easy.
Cryptocurrency is, but not the Lightning Network. Lightning Network is like, yeah, that's not something that, at least at this point, has, and it's been years we've been waiting for, and it just hasn't ever materialized.
I've used the Lightning Network once, and that was to, go ahead.
Oh, I'll use the Lightning Network occasionally. I actually have it on my phone. But that, I understand that response. That makes sense to me. But that brings up a different question. What is it about the gold back that solves the problem that a silver dime doesn't?
But it doesn't solve anything that a silver dime doesn't do. But gold and silver, I think, are complementary to me. The goldback is pretty. Silver is pretty. But as far as $20 worth in goldbacks, a goldback five is worth about $20 or an ounce of silver. They're pretty interchangeable to me.
I think I can answer that question. The goldback is something that's easy to understand. It's easy to see. It's very much like something I already understand, which is dollars, right? And it fits in my wallet just like the dollar. I don't like to have lots of change on me, but the dollars don't bother me. And the same thing would be the case with the goldbacks. Whereas a silver dime, I don't want a lot of silver dimes in my pocket. On the other hand, you know, a bill? Yeah, I mean,
that's also a really good point. If you want to carry around, you know, $300 or $400 in silver, that's going to become fairly heavy fairly quickly.
But yeah, that would be heavy.
I think this is the difference between people who actually are using
alternative currencies, maybe.
I want to say physical metals, right?
Okay.
As a currency, and those who are just collectors, right? A collector, it's not going to make any difference to. But for somebody who wants to actually use it, you know, in daily commerce, I think they beat out silver coins, you know, by a large margin in terms of usability.
I have to agree with that. I'm a fan of both, but each.
I'm not against silver coins. Right. It's just that this is simple. This is easy.
I like the silver coins a little bit better because I know that it's pure silver. Well, I mean, you know, if I trust people like Silver Dave or, you know, bullionmax.com to send me pure silver, and I do. But I can, if I need to, I can smelt that down and get the raw silver for whatever reason, or, you know, it simply is silver and it's exchangeable as silver. Getting the gold out of the gold back is not an easy process, and it's beyond the ability of an average person. Like, even if you have an ounce,
it's not even cost effective.
No, if you have, you know, $4,000 worth of gold backs, or about an ounce of gold in gold backs, you can't just throw that in a furnace and smelt it down to get your ounce of gold out of it. And that's the one thing I don't like about the gold back. In order to get the gold out, you have to use the special process that's beyond the capabilities of the average person. Whereas silver coins, it's right there. You have the silver. But
I've certainly considered buying them just for the art, but I find it hard to justify the premium as an exchange value.
Right, I understand that. I mean, the premium is a catch for many people, and when they were first used at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and ForkFest a few years ago, that was one of the issues we had with people. That I think it was $3 each then, but the value in gold of a gold back was something like $2 and something. People were like, but why am I paying $3 for this when it's not $3 worth of gold?
I think the best answer to that is, I don't care. If I'm paying, first of all, I would rather receive gold backs, right? I don't want to buy gold backs. I want to receive them. But to the extent that I am buying them, as long as I'm able to spend them at the price that I bought them at, I don't care. And I don't know why anybody else would either. If you want to use gold backs, use them for what they were designed. Use them for as a currency. And if that's not what you want, then maybe the silver dimes are what you want, not the gold backs.
That's a really good point. Of course, the cryptocurrency does have another advantage over gold and silver, and that is ease of use online.
Absolutely.
You can't transmit a gold back over the internet or a silver coin over the internet. You can transmit Bitcoin, whether the Lightning Network or, you know, through the main net or however you want to do it, or whatever cryptocurrency you want to use. You can't make gold and silver payments online easily without using something like a gold-backed cryptocurrency. And then you have to worry about whether or not it's actually gold-backed. And then you're not even sending gold and silver. You're sending a cryptocurrency that allegedly is backed by gold and silver.
It's like an IOU.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are advantages to each one of these. I don't think they are direct competitors with one another. I view them as complementing one another.
I don't think that's quite accurate. I think they're competitors with each other, but they're complementary at the same time, right? Because I certainly can use cryptocurrencies and gold backs, and one is sort of competing, when I'm going to make a purchase for something, and both gold back and cryptocurrencies are accepted at whatever that place is.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone outside of Keene even can imagine what it's like to have that problem.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, it's more common here in Keene, where you go to a restaurant.
Liberty, amongst the New Hampshire Liberty, you know, people, it's common.
Yes, but they don't all run restaurants or grocery stores or whatever.
Sure, but there's lots of, you know, merchants interacting with, you know, others within our community. So
603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death rate from breast cancer has dropped by 43% in the past decade. According to an American Cancer Survey report, black women are still more likely to die from the disease, even with a lower incidence of it. A senior author of the report saying death rates are declining in black women, just in as almost all other groups, but the gap still remains. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, tragedy strikes in Texas.
Texas authorities say 84 illegal immigrants have been found in the back of a semi-truck near the southern border. Hidalgo County Sheriff Eddie Guerrero says some of the illegals were seen Thursday climbing off the truck in front of a residence in the border town of Weslaco. That's about a 2.5-hour drive south of Corpus Christi. All suspects have been taken into custody. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160, having a bit of a discussion about alternative currencies here, and this is an important discussion to have because the reality is that governments around the world are doing everything they can to destroy you, and that the most effective way of doing that is to destroy your currency, the money that you need on a day-to-day basis. Most people don't think anything about money. And that's the real tragedy that we have in today's world. It's like, this is what you use to survive. It's what you use to provide for your family, to provide for yourself, to keep yourself safe, to get from A to B, to do everything in your life. It takes money. And most people don't give any thought to that whatsoever. And one institution has control over your money. And it just so happens to be the most evil institution known to man. And that is government. You can't trust them. And as proof you can't trust them, well, we've been advertising this thing here. If you've worked or lived at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, 35-year period, and you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you are entitled to compensation. Contaminants in the drinking water have led to these diseases. There may be deadlines, so don't wait. Call to see if you or a loved one are eligible. 888-918-3000. 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. So if you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, call that number. Because governments, they don't care. I'm surprised governments are taking any responsibility for this whatsoever, based on what I know about governments experimenting on people. Project MK Ultra, the Tuskegee experiments, that does all kinds of reasons not to trust governments, and yet people continue to do so, and they trust them with not just in general, but the most important aspect of their lives, which is the currency. And you can't do that. You can't trust them. And as proof of that, California is now giving out a middle-class tax refund, is what they're calling it. It comes as inflation has nationally reached historic highs. California had a record $97.5 billion surplus this year, which is surprising. I didn't think that California was going to be a net tax payer to the federal government, but evidently they are. It finalizes budget, including, well, that doesn't mean, it just means it raises more money in taxes than it actually spends. It doesn't mean that it pays more to the federal government than it receives, which New Hampshire does.
California, I know they go back and forth between raising, not having enough funds, or not having raised, how would I say that, not having collected enough in taxes, to having a surplus.
I just avoid California altogether if I can. I suspect they have a fairly high tax rate, so I would be stunned if they didn't always have a surplus.
I think the problem with California in particular is it highly depends on how the economy is doing.
Okay.
And, yeah, sure. some years, you know, I mean, you got, like, Hollywood, and you got the IT world, and sometimes tech companies are doing really well, and sometimes they're not. So
California Governor Gavin Newsom says, "We know it's expensive right now, and California is putting money back into your pockets to help." Well, that may be true, because this money was originally raised, it sounds like, from California taxes. So these would actually be refunds to the people of California. Whereas most of the tax refunds aren't actual refunds. But this is like property taxes and state sales taxes, state income taxes, and things like that. That's what caused this surplus to exist. And they're, quote, giving back about 10% of that surplus. Remember, they have a $97.5 billion surplus this year. But they're only giving you, the taxpayer in California, $9.5 billion. You may be wondering, why? I don't know. Like, it seems to me that they had this $97 billion surplus. All of it should go back to the people. But, of course, that's not what they're going to do. We're sending out refunds worth over $1,000 to help families pay for everything from groceries to gas. And it's a Band-Aid at best. New Hampshire was considering something along the same lines recently. They were, like,
That proposed by the Democrats, though?
I don't remember exactly who proposed it, but they wanted to, like, give a gas card or something like that to every resident of New Hampshire.
I don't think it was going anywhere, but...
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
This is a cheap, shady... Why isn't this considered buying votes? It's so shady. It's underhanded. It's buying votes.
Republicans and Democrats do it all the time. It's like how they get elected. They promise their people who will vote for them, right? Something, and then they get votes from those people.
And somehow people don't consider it buying votes.
I know. I totally agree with you.
I am so ready for the elections to be over. I don't watch a lot of ads, but my television, I can't seem to find a way of ad blocking YouTube from it. I didn't phrase that correctly. But like with my computer, I can just install an ad block and then, you know, completely forget that YouTube even has ads. Because I did for a very long time forget that YouTube has ads. But my television, when I watch YouTube on it, doesn't offer me that particular perk. I can't install an ad blocker to my television that I figured out how to do yet.
I didn't realize people actually use the television to watch YouTube.
Yeah, to watch anything,
I knew that was a functionality of the smart television, but...
Well, mine's not really even a smart television, right? It's just, it supports apps.
Isn't that what a smart television is?
See, when I think of a smart device, I think of something that thinks,
you're thinking of, like...
And that's what makes it smart.
AI, artificial intelligence.
I guess.
But that's not what a smart television is. Smart television just basically means you can install apps
on your television. But that's a dumb television.
No, a dumb television would be like your old analog, you know, televisions that don't have any update capabilities.
I just don't see my television as being smart just because... I guess I disagree with people on what a smart television is. But yeah, it's super convenient.
Yeah, I'm used to having... all right, so I might have a smart television, but I don't use the smart television. I have a computer hooked up to the television.
Right.
And to me, that's like how I see... It doesn't even occur to me that people would actually use the apps on their television to watch television.
I think most people do.
I think you're probably right. I don't know. It's just like, it just seems so weird to me.
When I had a computer in my bedroom, it was a lot better because then I would just, you know, switch over to my PC input and throw up a browser, hit full screen, and watch whatever I wanted and not have to deal with that.
Yeah, see, that's how I would think most people would watch television. Because
most people don't know you can hook a computer up to a television. It's so crazy.
I know, but, like, isn't that how people were watching televisions before smart televisions?
No, they were watching, like, Comcast and cable and, you know, that kind of stuff.
No, they had, like, the little devices, like Roku devices and things like that, right?
I think Roku is just a smart television for people who can't afford a smart television.
Roku was the smart television that you plugged into the television before smart televisions.
Right.
But they still have Rokus and similar types of devices that you plug in, and they're more powerful than what's, I would think, on most people's smart televisions.
Are they?
I think so.
I thought they were just different. I thought it was for, like, people who wanted the $200 television instead of the $600 one. I'm not an expert. I've never used a Roku, so I don't know. I could be wrong.
I have only touched a Roku, like, once else, so I don't really know that much about it, but...
I've never used one because my television does all that crap already. It's got all the apps and stuff. But it does have the benefit of... I mean, it does have the downside of not being able to simply use an ad blocker on it. And I'm sure there's, you know, router levels, ad blocks, and stuff like that that I could set up and just haven't yet.
Yeah, that might work, too.
I don't know. I wish I had a better solution. Why isn't there an ad block for my television? Seriously, there should be. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Invited to control the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We're talking about the way that the governments around the world, especially here in the United States, have been incentivizing bad decisions or irresponsible decisions, however you wish to characterize it. There's a long trend, a long history of rewarding people for having children.
Yeah, incentivizing poor decision making is the best way to phrase it, I think.
Yeah, and for most people, having children isn't even a bad decision. It's not a decision at all. It's just something that they do because they think that's what they're supposed to do. They don't put any thought into it whatsoever. They just think, oh, well, I'm an adult now. Time to pop out some kids or whatever. I know very, very few people who actually sat down and was like, you know what? We're at a point in our lives. Let's plan out the next 5 to 10 years. And, you know, if A comes true and B comes true and C comes true, then we'll have kids. Most people that I've ever met through my entire life were just like, yeah, I got knocked up, or yeah, I got my wife pregnant, or my girlfriend pregnant, or whatever. It's like, these things don't happen accidentally, right? It's irresponsible for people. I wouldn't bring home a cat without giving it a lot of serious consideration. And these people are just having children without giving it any consideration whatsoever.
You know, I think there's a mix in our society where there are people who plan it out better, but I think there's definitely a segment of society that you're talking about, and I haven't encountered this as much, I think, as you, but there's...
Well, I'm from Mississippi, where it's extremely common.
So I am totally understanding where you're coming from. I know, my brother and I think me and my older brother anyway, I think we were, how do I say this? He was planned for, I was attempted, and it didn't happen for a long time, for many years. And then my youngest brother was unplanned for. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's still family planning, right? In my experience with people, they don't plan at all. They don't plan any
right.
of them. And the government then turns around and rewards them for that. Like here, we're talking about the state of California giving out stimulus checks, quote, refunds, and these do actually appear to be refunds, totaling about $9.5 billion. Payments for eligible couples, just for being married, you're going to get more money here. That frustrates me as a single unmarried person. It's like, what part of being married, of getting the government involved in their relationship, warrants getting back more money? It's like a reward. Hey, you got the government involved in your relationship. Here's some extra money. So those couples will qualify for $400 to $1,050, which is the maximum amount. Qualifying individuals may receive $200 to $700. And I realize that, you know, for the qualifying couples on the low end, it's just two individual payments of $400, totaling $400. But you could get up to $1,050 just for being married, whereas being single, the best you're going to get is $700. So,
yeah, I mean, this all comes down to, as you were saying before, buying votes. That's what the politicians are doing. They're buying votes.
Yeah, and most people are married, so it kind of makes sense yep. that they would give these tax breaks and these perks to people who are married. The amount of the checks depends on two factors, income and the number of dependents, that is, the number of children. The most generous amount, $1,050, goes to married couples. Not even. What about single moms out there, right? I would suspect that a single mom would need this money more than a married couple, but whatever. $1,050 is going to married couples who file jointly with $150,000 or less in income, which is the vast majority of people, and who have a dependent.
See, you're assuming it's about need, and it's not about need. It's never been about need. If it was about need, we wouldn't have any homeless people. It's always about buying votes. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I know that the government doesn't care about, you know, the single moms out there or how much people are struggling.
No.
If they did, they wouldn't incentivize people for having children. They would be like, hey, you know, the rent's going up, the electricity is going up, the cost of food is going up for single people just as much as it is married people. But that's not the way they think.
If it wasn't about buying votes, you wouldn't have the problems with people, you know, on the street in places like San Francisco and, you know, California and a lot of other yeah. cities. So
I want to know what the prospect, what the likelihood is of a married couple being voters versus a single person being a voter. My gut tells me that married people are more likely to be voters than single people, but I don't know if that's true. That's just gut instinct based on how people tend to behave. But a couple in the same income category with no kids will receive $700. So just for having kids, here's an extra $350. Pretty screwed up, if you ask me. Individual taxpayers with $75,000 or less. It breaks this down a bit more, and, you know, if you make $150,000 or whatever, that doesn't mean you're not going to get a payment. In fact, payments are gradually phased out with up to $500,000 in income for married couples.
You know, there's a limit. You know, at a certain point, your income level gets to a point where, oh, it's not worth bribing these people because they're not going to vote based on that little bit of money we're going to give them.
Well, if you're making $200,000 a year, what the hell is... And they're not giving you $1,050 because you're on the upper end. Like, you're near the end where they're phasing it out completely. Let's say you make $235,000 a year. What the hell? They're going to send you a $45 check or whatever? I can't imagine that person would even bother to cash that check or deposit it. Well, I guess depositing it would be easy. But it's a waste of their time. So these are already being sent out via direct deposit. Between this month and January, anyone who filed their 2020 state returns is getting access to this money. Here's the important question. Will the payments cause inflation? California is not the only state, they say, to deploy one-time rebates amid budget surpluses. Florida is sending $450 out to certain families with kids. Again, it's families with kids who are getting all of this nonsense when they're the, I'm sorry, they're the drags on society. They're the least productive people because they have to spend so much of their time simply raising little mouths to feed that aren't contributing anything to society. And I realize I sound horrible saying that, but let's just be honest here. Your six-year-old child is a net drain on your resources, and if society is giving you money to pay for that child, on society as a whole. And maybe one day that child will grow up to be a contributor to society, but at the moment they're just a waste of time, a waste of money, a waste of resources. And maybe you love that child, that's great. Maybe you want to provide for that child, that's wonderful, you should. But it's not my child. I don't care about it. You deal with it. It's your kid.
It's, you know, this is kind of an interesting situation. I don't necessarily think I would be quite as harsh as you on this subject. However, you're completely right about, like, yeah, it's like, why should, you know, why should other people pay for your kids, you know, education or health or, you know, whatever, right? It was your decision. Nobody other than you could have made that decision to bring that kid into the world.
Right, and they should be the ones who, you know, are paying for it.
Right.
I shouldn't have to be paying, or the other people in California shouldn't be having to pay, and the people in Florida shouldn't be having to pay out money because someone else decided to have kids.
If I buy a house with a pool, it's my responsibility to maintain that pool, right?
Absolutely.
Why should it? This would be like asking the government to pay me money in order to maintain my pool that I had the choice of not buying I had that if I didn't want it in the first place.
But see, people think they have a right to have children. They think that, you know,
they have the right to have children, but they don't have the right to my money.
Right. But that's not the way they view it.
Yeah.
And it's completely messed up. And even if it was true that even if everything they said here was true and just, they're arguing that this is going to help people. It might temporarily, right? But this is a band-aid to the solution. This is a band-aid to the problem, rather, and inflation is going to continue happening because governments are going to continue printing money and prices are going to continue going up, and these stimulus packages will go away and you'll still be broke tomorrow and you'll be clamoring for another stimulus package, and it's just a mess, and I don't think the government is going to be able to solve this problem because it created this problem, and every attempt that it makes to solve this problem only exacerbates it and makes it worse. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here, including how First Amendment...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.